everything except me. They used to eat rats. Of course, they were field mice. But do you remember when they used to even actually raise them? They'd get four palm trees together, and they'd build a platform on top. And then on top of the platform, they would put, like, little chicken wire real tight together. And they'd catch these mice that were out in the field and everything. And then they used to catch them in the traps and then climb up these palm trees and put them in the inside on top there so nobody could steal them and all that. And then they'd go up there with water and also with rice, and they would feed these rats and everything. And then, of course, they would get these rats. I call them rats, but they were really field mice. They would get them, clean them all out by feeding them good rice and stuff, and good water. And then they would raise them sort of up there. And then they go up there and they catch them all again in their little traps and bring them down by the well and kill them and skin them and eat them. So they used to eat those things and eat snake and, God, they ate everything. The Wild House ate everything but meat. But they used to have some good chow too, the rice. I particularly remember every time we used to go down to the village and all that, go see the village chief or the district chief or anybody that was in the politics down there. They always used to come around and they used to have these elaborate little dinners set up for us and everything. Of course, some of the things that we used to see inside, the dishes and everything, would almost make you barf. But we, as good American soldiers and everything, used to just scoff it all up. I remember one time they gave the bowl of soup to me, and everything was in there. It was chicken soup. You know, they throw away nothing. They cooked the lungs, the eyes. I mean, they chopped off the head, and the head was right there in the bowl of the soup with the chicken legs and everything else. And also, we used to eat the blooks. Remember the blooks? They used to take the duck eggs and put them underneath the horse manure for about four. They used to take the duck eggs and the ones that were almost ready to be born, and then snatch them from their mother, from the hen, and then take them and put them underneath hay or horse manure, not horse manure, but cow manure, and let them cook there for a while. And then they used to eat them like that. And sometimes you'd crack open the egg, and you'd see the little beak in there, the little pin feathers. And in Vietnamese, you put a little rock salt on there and some crushed black pepper, and they used to just scoff them up. And I even went down one time, and I ate one of those things. And I, surprisingly enough, it tasted like an egg. So, you know, if you could close your eyes, it would taste like a fried egg, but certainly you couldn't close your eyes. just in case, I'm almost positive now about Colonel Foy. When I went back there 4 years later, and I was with my Kit Carson scouts, and we were on an ambush from Treeton, and everything. We were working on a joint operation between the regional forces from Treeton and the regional forces from Chow Duck and that area, and some of the Arvin forces. I met him in a little Cambodian village right outside of Chilang, and he was walking down, and what struck me funny, like I told you, he had no weapon, he had a few bodyguards and all that. He had that one little pistol belt. He had a pistol belt with a real small holster, and he had a canteen on. I'll never forget that. And he had a real small holster, and it was a .22 pistol. And I said, what the hell is this guy doing with a .22 pistol out there, you know? And then I found out he was the big chief. And then when I looked at his name tag, I couldn't believe it. It was Colonel Foy, and of course he noticed me right away. And he said, oh, Boxy, and all this shit, and all the Kit Carson scouts who were Cambodians and the Wild House, who was his bodyguards, they kind of, you know, looked at each other and everything. But once they knew that Colonel Foy knew me and everything, we just talked for a little bit, and then he had to take off. And it was really nice to see him. Okay, and the other thing I remember too now is, remember at night, remember at night we used to always watch the movies? That was kind of neat. You had some 2x3s that we put together like a big cube, and we used to put a bed sheet over, a white sheet over it. And since our camp was a camp inside of a camp, and we didn't really let the other companies come into our camp because Colonel Ford was there and all the Americans there, naturally because of security reasons and everything else, we were protected by barbed wire and bunkers and all that, but we used to let the Vietnamese watch the movies as we watched them from the patio. And I just kind of thought that was neat to remember that, because we used to watch, we used to show with the 16mm camera right onto the screen, the sheet, and it was positioned where it was, right next to the barbed wire on the Vietnamese, where our soldiers were, and they could all used to hang around there, maybe 100 of them or 200 of them sometimes if it was a good movie, and they used to be able to see it through the opposite side of the screen, which I thought was kind of neat. And it was really nice. I used to, since the movies that we always got were so old and everything, I really wasn't interested in watching the movies and all. I was more interested in just relaxing and having a beer, but I used to love to go on the other side and kind of talk to the Vietnamese and everything. And they were completely awed at some of the movies that we had, because they never knew that, you know, America was like that with all the cars, and especially when we had like detective stories with New York or whatever. And I remember that one time we were watching Cat Ballou. That was the movie, Cat Ballou, and what's his name, Lee Marvin or whatever, was on there, was drunk with his horse, and they got the biggest kick out of that. They thought that was the funniest thing in the world. They also liked the cowboy movies too. They used to go crazy for that. They, as a matter of fact, they even had nicknames for the Vietnamese that used to always go out and get trouble at night and stuff like that. They used to call them cowboys too. So I'll probably remember some more anyways. But anyways, at the end, those are the things I remember from Yan Fu. Hopefully they'll help you. If they don't, if they do, great. But like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to see you in July. Take care. God bless, and good health to you. Bye-bye.